What's up, everyone? We're back for another episode on the rhetoric part of the English section. Today, we're just going to be picking up where we left off, and we're going to hit two different kinds of questions. The first will be transition questions, and the second will be main idea questions. So I'm just going to go through a couple examples. I think that'll be the best way to illustrate how you want to approach these kinds of questions, and so let's just get to it. So again, if you haven't been looking at the blog, actually for this episode and for all three of the rhetoric episodes, I would highly recommend actually listening to this while looking at the test. A lot of these rhetoric questions are highly based on context, so it's harder for me to just walk through specific sentences and fixing specific sentences, because a lot of it depends on what's happening before and after. So having the entire passage kind of at your disposal is helpful. So I'd recommend pulling up that 2018 test again and looking at that. The links are in the blog, like always. But if you can't do that, if you're just listening to this without seeing the actual passage, just try to follow along as best you can. Hopefully it'll still help a little bit. For the first transition question we're going to talk about, we're going to jump to question 8 in that English passage. Question 8, the sentence itself says, "Therefore, a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed on special institutions whose staff were thrilled by their luck." So the word therefore is underlined, and we have the different options eventually, of course, however. So this is a classic transition word type question. They've given us 4 transition words, or in the case of course, it's 2 words. And we're given the option between these 4, and we have to figure out what makes sense. The number one thing I want you to remember anytime you're dealing with transition types of questions is you need to know what happened right before, and you need to know what happens right after. So in this case, we've kind of read what happens right after. The rest of the sentence is all after that transition word, but we have no idea what's happening before. So the sentence before, I'm just going to read that, and I'm going to fix it kind of as I go because it has an error in it, but it says, "More creations appeared at several libraries and museums devoted to books and writing. Therefore, a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed on special institutions whose staff were thrilled by their luck." So basically it's saying, more creations appeared at these museums, therefore 10 sculptures were bestowed. So that sounds weird to me. With transition words, I rely a lot on just the feel of it. So we'll plug in the different options and see if any of those sound better. And it's helpful to read the part that comes right before it, as well as the part that comes right after it for these transition type questions. And you can simplify as I'm doing here. You can kind of simplify the sentence to its basics to keep it shorter and keep it maybe a little more clear. Reading the sentence right before that to test out our different options says, "More creations appeared at museums. Eventually, a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed." That sounds better to me than therefore. I'll try the other ones. "More creations appeared at museums. Of course, a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed." Doesn't sound good to me. "More creations appeared at museums. However, a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed." So just relying totally on my ear, eventually sounds the best. And that is the right answer in this case. It ties those two ideas together. The first idea is lots of sculptures were bestowed. The second idea is we got to 10 total sculptures gifted. Eventually ties those two ideas the best. It's like we're bestowing sculptures. Eventually we hit 10 bestowed. Whereas the other options don't really make sense. With transition words, these can be tricky to do at first. One thing you can do, which I kind of mentioned that I do frequently, is you can simplify the ideas right before and right after so that they're very clear. For example, "More creations appeared at museums, therefore a total of 10 sculptures were bestowed." I simplified those two sentences to just kind of their bare bones so that I could more test the transition words in that case, rather than be thinking about the complexity of the sentences before and after. So that's something that can help you out, is simplifying what's around the transition word. So this kind of question is pretty common. You might see 2 or 3 like that. Watch out for them. A way you can tell that you have a transition word question is you'll have 4 different options. They'll all be between 1 and maybe 3 words, and they'll all have a comma at the end of the choice. And there'll be different kinds of transition-y words. Okay, so we're going to look at a different kind of transition question, number 21. So 21 has an underlined sentence, and it says, "Which choice most effectively introduces the paragraph?" So this is something really important I want to talk about that I think I've mentioned in the other rhetoric episode, but I'll mention it here again. This question is asking how we can introduce the paragraph, and it means basically the paragraph that this sentence is a part of. It's the first sentence in the paragraph, so that entire paragraph following. This is a question you would want to skip, go on to 22, 23, and 24, and then after you've answered those questions and gotten to the end of the paragraph, you would want to go back to 21 and answer it. Questions like these that are asking you to introduce a paragraph, they become a lot easier to answer after you've actually read the paragraph. So again, skip this question, answer the other questions in the paragraph, then go back and answer this question after you've read through the paragraph. And once you hit that point, it's usually not very complicated. So just giving you a brief summary, this paragraph talks about him organizing a workflow for how to build his boat, basically. And so if I just read through the different options here, the first one says piles of corks threaten to take over Pollock's apartment. So the rest of the paragraph doesn't talk about his apartment being taken over by corks, so that one doesn't tie in very well. B says, over the course of many months, Pollock convinced people to help. So this paragraph does mention friends helping, but it's not really the focus of the paragraph. So that one's kind of true, but I think probably not the best. C says, Pollock was afraid that he would have to put his cork boat dream on hold. The rest of the paragraph doesn't talk at all about his fear of losing his cork boat dream. And then D says, after a series of trials, Pollock devised a workable strategy. That one seems to make the most sense here because the rest of the paragraph talks about him actually working through this process of making the boat. And so it's focused on his strategy for how he's going to build the boat. By reading through the paragraph, you get all these ideas, and then it becomes a simple matter answering this question at the beginning of the paragraph. But this kind of question is much more difficult and really impossible to answer if you haven't yet read the paragraph. So again, just skip something like this, go through the other ones, then go back to it. Okay, we're going to look at one more transition type question, which is number 37. So this one's kind of similar to the one we just did. It says, the question reads, which of the following sentences, if added here, best connects the preceding sentence to the information that follows in the paragraph? So again, it's talking about information that follows in the paragraph. Before trying to answer this, I would read through the rest of the paragraph, answering any questions I see, and then go back to it. Reading through the rest of the paragraph, there's actually only two sentences. It basically says he's hopeful to see a new tube, and Anna, whoever that is, we haven't read through the whole passage, but there's a person named Anna that says we'd be lucky to find one of these tubes. And the sentence right before that part talks about how occasionally you can find these tubes poking out of the ground. So it's basically occasionally you can find the tubes, and then it seems it's unlikely that we will find the tubes is the next idea in those next sentences. And then let's just go through the different options. A says, Anna told me that there had been a brief rain shower in the area a day before. B says, I could see bright pink sand verbenas blooming in the distance. C, swift winds were moving the white sands that day. D, dig carefully. Okay, so a little bit of context that I didn't mention. The sentence right before mentions how strong winds can move sand around so you find these glass things underneath. And then the next sentence is, I scanned the area hopeful that I'd see a tube newly uncovered. So thinking about that, it talks about strong winds uncovering glass, and then the next thing is, he wants to see this glass. The best choice for this is C, which says swift winds were moving the white sands that day. It connects this kind of theoretical, if there's wind, then you might find glass. The fact that there is wind that day leads the narrator to look for glass. That's just the most logical flow of ideas. A, B, and D all are sort of relevant to the passage, but they don't fit well right in that spot. They don't connect those two ideas well. So again, this is one of those ones where you got to read stuff after where the question's actually marked, and you probably will have to reread stuff right before the question to figure out what fits best there. That's our last transition question, kind of a recap, general recap on transitions. Again, remember, always look right before and right after. And that may mean you just finish up the sentence you're in. That may mean reading one sentence. That may mean reading an entire paragraph. If you need to do that, just go ahead and answer other questions as you're reading through the paragraph, and then go back and answer the original question. It makes it a whole lot easier. So just make sure you know what's right before and right after for transition questions. Okay, so the next kind of question we're going to look at are main idea type questions. And you'll usually expect to see maybe two, possibly three of these. They're not as common as transition questions, but they do show up a decent amount, you know, like some other questions. So the first one we're going to look at is 60 on this test. For these main idea questions, you really need to have read through the whole passage to answer them correctly. And something that helps is reading every sentence. I think I mentioned this before also, but Make sure you read every sentence, not just the underlined sentences. It'll really help with questions like this. So 60 says, suppose the writer's main purpose had been to describe how mountain ranges affect weather patterns. Would this essay accomplish that purpose? And then we have four options. We have two that say yes, two that say no, and then they each have reasons after them. So we looked at questions with a kind of similar structure to this last time, and the strategy for this will be the same. Start with the reasons. Ignore yes or no for a second. Just start with the reasons. Go through and see if you can eliminate any of the wrong answers. And after you've gone through that, you can pick your right answer and you will almost certainly have a pretty clear understanding of what you should be choosing just by going through all the different answers. So before we do that, just a brief summary. This passage is generally about this place called Mount Washington. It's a research observatory on top of this mountain in Colorado, I believe. And basically it talks about some of the weather they recorded there. It talks about some of the staff going, and it also talks about kind of visitors can visit this place. So just kind of some general things. So I'm just going to reread the question and so we can start going through the answers. The question says, suppose the writer's main purpose had been to describe how mountain ranges affect weather patterns. Would this essay accomplish that purpose? Okay, F, yes, because it discusses how the slopes of Mount Washington increase wind speeds. So it does mention that in the passage. So the reason is true. So we'll just kind of leave F as an option. G, because it describes the weather conditions on the summit of Mount Washington. Okay, that one's also true. It does mention the weather. It mentions temperature, winds, etc. H says no because it outlines the history of the Mount Washington Observatory. That one is not exactly true. There is a little bit of history. It mentions some weather data they gathered a long time ago, but it doesn't really give like a history of it was built then, it was owned by this person, these are its major accomplishments. It doesn't go through any kind of comprehensive history. It's just one reference to a thing in the past. So H is gone, and J says no because it provides an overview of the Mount Washington Observatory and its research. So that reason is also true. So F, G, and J all have true reasons. Now at this point, you just need to think which one actually makes the most sense and answers the question. So I'm going to go back to the question. It's saying, if the writer's purpose had been to describe how mountain ranges affect weather patterns, did they do that? And looking through these answers, I'm now realizing that J has to be right. Because the question is talking about mountain ranges affecting weather patterns. This passage doesn't ever mention any other mountains or any other mountain ranges. It only talks about this one Mount Washington, which is an observatory, which does have some effect on weather patterns, but it's not generalized to mountain ranges in general. It's just specifically this overview of Mount Washington. So J is correct. The passage did not accomplish that purpose. So that's the kind of thinking I would recommend going through on these main idea questions. You'll probably be able to move through a lot of these a lot quicker than I just went through them if you've just read the passage. Also, one thing I mentioned in the last episode but want to remind you about that applies to this kind of rhetoric question as well. You will likely lose track of what's happening in the passage as you go through and you fix grammar mistakes. So if you get here and you just don't remember what the passage is about, go ahead and reread the first couple sentences in the first paragraph and maybe skim through like a couple other sentences throughout the paragraph and then read the last one or two sentences. And that's almost always enough to give you the general idea of the passage as a whole. Almost always in like the first two sentences and the last two sentences, the author makes their main point. So you can just focus on those ones. And now on to our last question. We're going to look at 74. Another main idea type question. It says, which choice best concludes the essay by reiterating its main idea? And it has an underlined part in this sentence. The sentence says, McCoy's inventions would continue to benefit industries in the United States well into the 20th century, as his name became synonymous with quality and authenticity. So the underlined part is this part that says, as his name became synonymous with quality and authenticity. And it's given us a few different options. So again, for a main idea type question, we need to have read the passage. So a brief synopsis is, if you've ever heard this expression, real McCoy, you may or may not have heard that, but it basically talks about this guy. He was a Canadian engineer named McCoy who invented something that helped out trains. He also made other inventions. So he was a very successful inventor. So we're looking at this underlined part again, as his name became synonymous with quality and authenticity. So I think the best way to approach a question like this is just to go through the different answers and see what you think and see if you can eliminate any wrong ones. So as I read the sentence, F seemed pretty good. G says, so not surprisingly, in 2001, McCoy was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame located in Alexandria, Virginia. Also, this is the last sentence of the entire passage, so just bear that in mind. And I think it's weird to end the passage that way, saying he was inducted into the Hall of Fame located in Alexandria, Virginia. The Hall of Fame part's not that bad, but the located in Alexandria, Virginia is a pretty weak way to end the passage, I think. It takes away the focus from McCoy and just says, here's this place in Virginia. Actually not too far from where I'm recording this right now. So I'm going to rule out G. H says, even having applications in the booming aluminum manufacturing industry in the 1940s. So this answer is introducing a new thing. The passage up to this point hasn't talked about the aluminum industry at all. It hasn't been a focus. So it's clearly not the main idea of the passage that McCoy helped out the aluminum manufacturing industry. And remember, the question said, which choice best concludes the essay by reiterating its main idea? So we want a choice that very clearly states the main idea of the passage, and G and H do not do that. And then J says, making this story, for so many reasons, the genuine article. That one's a little bit weird. Again, the main idea is not that the story of McCoy is like the genuine article. It's not arguing that the story itself is true and real. The passage is telling us that McCoy was a great inventor and he did great things. So based on that approach to those questions, I would stick with F, no change, which again says, as his name became synonymous with quality and authenticity. So notice that's the only one of these options that actually focuses on McCoy's ability as an inventor. G kind of does. It's more talking about this Hall of Fame thing is more the focus of that one. But F, this option, is all about how McCoy made stuff that worked well and it was great for the applications he set out to make. So again, pay careful attention to the question, because the question is saying which one reiterates the main idea. To find the main idea, you just need to go re-skim through the passage and you'll find the kind of the most important parts as you're looking at, especially first and last sentences of paragraphs. If you read those, you'll get the gist of what's going on. And you just want to restate that as clearly and obviously as you can. So that's it for today. We've covered two kinds of questions, transitions and main ideas. Remember, with transitions, make sure you know what's before and after the transition. And with main idea, go ahead and re-skim either the entire passage or just a paragraph if you need to. It's helpful to re-skim, especially when you've lost your bearings dealing with all the grammar issues. So that's all for today, and we'll see you next time.